Iowa's caucuses and New Hampshire's primary have a particular impact on national politics because of their front and center positions on the election calendar. Presidential candidates crisscross those states, from county fairs to coffee shops to college campuses, which makes student leaders especially important people to meet. Students often provide the man and woman power in elections. We are joined now by two such students. Greg Boguslavsky is chairman of the New Hampshire College Republicans. He joins us from the studios at Dartmouth, where he attends. Mr. Boguslavsky, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
And Atul Nakasi is president of the College Democrats at the University of Iowa. He joins us from our studios at WSUI in Iowa City. Mr. Nakasi, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
And each in turn, Greg, you first. Who have you met?
Mayor Giuliani, Senator Thompson, Governor Thompson when he was in the race, Congressman Paul, Congressman Tancredo, Governor Romney, the whole bunch.
Okay. Mr. Nakasi, who have you met in Iowa?
I've met all top six Democratic candidates. I haven't had the pleasure to meet Gravel or Kucinich, although Kucinich will be here Saturday, so they'll put me at seven. Rattle off some names.
Yeah.
We have Hillary Clinton, John Edwards, Governor Richardson, Chris Dodd, Joe Biden, and, of course, Senator Obama. And I've also had the pleasure to meet former President Bill Clinton when he had accompanied Senator Clinton in July here. So we've definitely had our share of candidates as well.
Now, do they say something as blunt, dare I even say, as coarse to you as "I could use your support"?
Yeah, it does. It does come down to that. In fact, to tell you the truth, as I introduce myself to these candidates, the very words that come out of their mouths are "We need you." Those are the three first words that come out of the mouths of these candidates often to college Democrats. It's very true. Those three words. It is just as blunt as you had said it.
Greg, that's true for you too?
Basically, the way we work is, at this point, we're serving as a kind of clearinghouse for the campaign. So students can get involved with whichever candidate they support. But I think all the candidates understand that when the process is over and the Republican Party has its nominee, we're going to be mobilizing all of our students and all of our resources behind that nominee.
Let me ask you each about what I'm sure is an unfortunate stereotype, but you can even hear it, I dare say, every now and then when you talk to political analysts or consultants who say, look, students, the energy is great, but they send each other emails and, you know, and they get together, but that you can't always rely on them to deliver the vote.
I disagree with that statement. That's simply a mischaracterization. You know, we had a lot of student involvement in the 2006 midterm elections and the 2004 presidential election here in New Hampshire. And, you know, I think students, you know, I can't speak for Iowa, but at least in New Hampshire and our chapters, they see the important issues facing them. I mean, we're, you know, the next generation, as each generation goes through, sees the problems that are coming up on their horizon. You know, with us, it's issues with Social Security and the healthcare system and our foreign policy. And students really care about these issues, and I think they can be relied on as supporters of candidates and effectors of change in this process, in this political process.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, it's a two-way relationship, but we need to see the candidates cater to youth issues, and we'll see the youth cater back within the process. And I think that's been building, especially on the Democratic side. We have candidates who are emphasizing youth voters and really relying on them as a key part of their campaign. I think that we will see record numbers of youth vote in the Iowa caucus this year.
The two of you have seen politics, I guess, just about as close up as you probably can. Does it make you more or less eager to see a political career in your future? Greg?
Well, you know, I came into this just taking advantage of being a student in New Hampshire. I wasn't really going in with a desire for a political career in the future. But just seeing the process firsthand, I don't think it's really changed that too much, but it's given me a greater sense that everyday people, you know, even students can really make a change and, you know, support causes that are important to them, support candidates, and, you know, contribute, you know, if not with money, you know, as students, but with time and with energy, can make a difference, I think.
Definitely. And, you know, it's kind of ironic as well on my side. My career and my major, though, are rather drastically different. You know, I'm a neuroscience major who's taken the MCAT and planning to apply to medical school next summer. But I will definitely continue to keep it as an option of mine because it's gone so well and we've been able to influence the candidates from the youth perspective to a degree that I never realized we could.
Greg Boguslavsky, student at Dartmouth and chairman of the New Hampshire College Republicans. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Pleasure having been with you.
And Atul Nakasi, student and president of the College Democrats at the University of Iowa.
Thank you and have a good day.